Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Big Show Summer Fun Edition. I am Jeff Gammon. I'm your interim host sitting in for Ewan Rankin, and we have an amazing panel, which by chance has literally no one from the UK on it. So once again, so much for being British on the British Tech Network.
It's the European Tech Network because they exited. So they Brexited.
They Brexited. So, yeah. So this is the network that has, people that live in a place that was formerly a colony of the UK.
Okay.
People who are fond of Britain. Let's put it that way.
There okay. we go. We'll there we that. Go. People who learned about Britain from watching shows like Are You Being Served? And
Doctor Who.
Doctor Who and Mr. Bean.
Oh, yeah.
And Monty Python.
Little Britain.
And Little Britain. Oh, my God. I love Little Britain. Anyhow, Patrice, how are you today?
I'm doing well. It's very, very, very hot in Europe in general, and especially here. Mm-hmm. So Europe is literally melting. Probably not, but I'm just going to pretend.
No, I think it's literally happening.
Yeah, that's it's hot. I had a delivery this morning, and the delivery driver asked me for water. He's like, "It's so hot." I'm like, "Yeah, no worries." Like, here you go. Yeah. I wish I had a couple of extra seconds. I would have given him some ice, but he had to go.
Well, the fact that you had water, I mean, that was pretty always. Awesome.
Always. Yeah. No, I said I'm good. I'm just very busy, and like work is crazy. Everybody's on vacation, except for me. But I booked my vacation to the UK, actually.
Oh, nice.
There we go. London. Another British Tech Network tie-in. Great.
Uh-huh. Yes. There we got it. Yeah. And I'm going to be in London in September. So.
Oh, fun. Awesome. Yeah. Tom, how are you today?
I'm good. I'm doing well. Thanks, Jeff. And now I'm jealous of Patrice going to Britain. That's nice. It is, weather's nice. And today my wife and I are going to the De Young Museum in San Francisco to see the Obama portrait exhibit.
Nice.
Wow. I really like the De Young Museum.
I'm jealous.
Yeah. De Young is great. So they have lots of stuff at the De Young, but for, I think about a month, they have the Obama portraits, one of Barack and one of Michelle. And mm-hmm. So my wife told me about this. I'm getting tickets for the Obama show at De Young. I said, great. I didn't realize it's just the two pictures. So, I mean, it's cool. It's very cool to see the presidential portraits, but I thought it was going to be a whole gallery of their life, but it's just two portraits. Anyway, but there's lots else to, going on there at Young, so I look forward to it.
Awesome. Awesome.
Yeah, now I'm jealous.
All right. So I said Summer of Fun, which is a thing we're doing this summer instead of just putting the show on hiatus. And Patrice, even though she will say that she stole the idea, I am giving full credit for the idea. And the plan is, instead of having a bunch of different topics, we're just picking one topic for the show that we think will be a lot of fun. And there you go. That's it in a nutshell. And it's totally Patrice's idea. She came up with the whole thing. And there you go. And I'm not even giving you an opportunity to contradict me, because now I'm just jumping right in and saying, and what we're doing today is Tom's idea for a topic. And it's absolutely brilliant. And it's Elon Musk versus Kanye West. Who said it? And did I describe that well, do you think? Is that accurate?
Yeah, we're taking tweets. And the question is, we're going to talk about a tweet, and then you have to guess whether it's from Elon or from Kanye.
Awesome. And to be clear, I have absolutely no idea what is on this list, because Tom actually did all the research. So, wow, thank you for doing that. So
I did see the list before because he shared it. But honestly, I mean, I read it and I'm like, I have no clue and I didn't do anything. I mean, we never prepare for shows here, so.
Right.
Like, I didn't do any preparation. I'm like, oh, this looks fun. Okay, we're going to see like what comes up.
Yeah, seriously, the level of preparation that we put in is like turn on the lights, launch Zoom.
Get something to drink.
Something to drink. Yeah, that's pretty much it. Yep. Yep.
We're true professionals is what you're saying.
Yeah, totally.
We are.
Hey, look at us, right?
Yeah. I mean, seriously, look at us. All right. So Tom, since you have the list of the quotes from Twitter, you'll be dropping those into the live chat. So we'll have those for people that want to follow along, or if you're watching or listening later, then you can go back and check the chat log and see all of the quotes there too. And look, I'm already, Patrice, giving people foreshadowing for when you cover my butt and explain people later on in the show how to find the live chat.
I will.
All right. So I am totally happy to hand over the reins and Tom, let you start hitting us with quotes.
Okay, here's tweet number one. Tweet number one, I'll put it in the chat. Chocolate milk is insanely good. Just had some. I mean, isn't that like the prototypical thing that people complain about Facebook and Twitter and everything else?
Mm-hmm.
Wow, yeah, great. Like... You had chocolate milk. Great. Thanks for letting me know.
Yeah.
I'm going to go with Elon on this one.
Elon? Okay. I'm going to keep score, by the way.
Yeah, okay. But Jeff, why? Why do you think it's Elon?
That just seems like the kind of random thing Elon would say. And at the same time, I fully acknowledge that this is the kind of random thing that Kanye would say.
I mean, it must be one of the two. Like, there's no third option. So, honestly, I think this is Elon. And here's the reason why. Because this looks like a like one of those completely stoned tweets. Like Elon Musk is smoking it and whatever. And he's like, oh yeah, chocolate milk sounds
good. Oh wow, man. I love chocolate milk.
And then obviously, I mean, he does everything on Twitter. So like he goes to Twitter and says, yeah, chocolate milk is insanely good.
That was an amazing impression.
Have you ever talked to Elon, Patrice? You do a good impression.
I have not. But I've watched him a couple interviews and stuff where he really wasn't 100% there. So,
well, you are both correct. It's Elon. Ding, ding, ding. Excellent work.
Wow, that was but it was a tough one. I was like, it could have been either one, but yeah, it sounded more like a stoned tweet. So
I never thought about the angle with the smoking pot. That I didn't think about that. That's
anything Elon does, you have to think about that.
Yeah, you have to assume that there's some level of chemical alteration happening.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, tweet number two. Let me put it in the chat. Doing my best to help the underpopulation crisis. A collapsing birth rate is the biggest danger civilization faces by far. Elon or Kanye?
Based on some of the things that have been coming out in the news lately, I'm going with Elon.
Okay. There's been a few things that have popped up. Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. I mean, yep. Question one for me would be, what is he doing about that underpopulation crisis? Like, is he making a lot of kids or like, what's the solution there?
Oh, my assumption is making a lot of kids.
Okay. Yeah. But this could also be Kanye.
Isn't Kanye married or was married to one of the Kardashians, right?
Oh, for a little while, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That's like, I mean, that doesn't stop him.
Right, not necessarily. What do you think, Patrice?
I'm going to say Kanye on this one. It just doesn't feel like something Elon, even drunk or stoned or whatnot, it doesn't sound like something that he would even care about. So well, he would probably be the opposite and say, yes, like, less people, better. Like,
okay, so that. Patrice, here's part of what's playing into my feeling that it's Elon. And it's because he is influenced by his father, because, you know, he grew up with his father. And his mm-hmm. father has said just recently that or was quoted just recently as saying, we're put on this planet to breed. Now, I am paraphrasing what he said, but that's what he was saying. And it came along with the news that he just had his second child with his stepdaughter.
Oh, his second?
Second. Wait, and second. And so
wow, I heard about the first
philosophy.
Oh my god. Kind of a nutcase sounding kind of guy.
So that means that Elon has two siblings that are now also aunts or uncles.
Well, that's not so unusual in the US. In certain areas.
Maybe.
That is so true.
It makes Thanksgiving dinner really confusing, though.
Didn't he move to Texas recently?
Yeah. Oh, that's true. True enough. Okay. The answer is, it's Elon.
Oh. So okay. It was Elon. Wow, okay. And you had a good explanation for that, Jeff. Yeah, I thought it was Kanye. I mean,
I could totally see it being Kanye.
Yeah, Thomas, like, really, so far, like, 2 for 2. Really good selection of tweets. Yeah. Like, it could have gone either way.
Yeah.
I spent a few seconds, not a lot of time, trying to pick tweets that I thought could go either way. But even I, honestly, when I sent the list that Patrice saw, and I didn't put the answers on it, I looked at it again, and I forgot who they were from, even though good. I looked them up. Yeah. All right. Tweet number 3, we're on number 3. Everything you do in life stems from either fear or love. Everything you do in life stems from either fear or love. Kanye or Elon?
That cannot be Elon.
I agree. This is
Elon
a
is a robot.
And
Elon is a robot.
He doesn't know what fear or love is. Like.
Yeah, I could see Kanye going into an Apple store, climbing on a display table, and saying this as part of a rando speech that he just gives while standing on the table.
100%. Yeah, no, I'm with you on that. As I said, Elon, I mean, I've never seen Elon Musk talk about love on Twitter at all. I mean, not that I follow him, but I haven't seen anything. What? And it doesn't sound like he's very... I said, he's a robot. Like, he usually not very emotional, very matter of fact, stuff like that. This is more a Kanye, like a poet's perspective, a little bit.
How about the marijuana angle? Sitting around, hey man, everything in life stems from either fear or love.
We've just proven that everything in life stems from insanely good chocolate milk.
That's
so
true.
Do either of you recall Elon talking about emotions in any interview that you've seen or heard?
That's a good point. No, I can't recall.
And now that I think about it, have we ever heard Mark Zuckerberg talk about emotion either? Maybe they're from the same alien lizard species or from the same robot factory.
They are kind of similar in that respect.
That is totally true, yeah. I'm sticking with Kanye. I mean, even with the MJ angle, I'm like, no.
I'm okay. Sticking with Kanye.
That's a Kanye.
Okay. You're both right. Congratulations. Very good. Kanye West. Okay. Let's see. Number four is coming up here. Let me post number four. For improved quality of sleep, raise head of your bed by about 3 inches or 5 centimeters and don't eat 3 hours before bedtime. Who is most likely to give sleeping advice, Kanye or Elon?
Yes.
Yes.
I'm actually a little bit torn on this one. I mean, the others, it was just very obvious to me how I should guess.
Would you expect this tweet from either one? Kanye or
yes,
Elon giving you sleep advice? Yeah, exactly.
Yes and no. I'm thinking Elon. For two reasons. One, he's known for not sleeping a lot, actually. So he would be the person who has sleep advice, because like the little sleep he gets, he probably like pours everything into it, like making sure it's the best sleep ever. Like he gets like the 2 hours he gets every night. And then it's very, very matter of fact and very like scientific and very like, okay, like raise your head off your bed and so on. Like it's like an instruction manual, like what to do. And it doesn't sound like Kanye to me. So I'm saying Elon.
Okay. I like that logic, Patrice. How about you, Jeff?
Well, now I've got a problem because I was certain that I needed to say it's Kanye, but Patrice, you present a very valid argument. But this is just so rando. You know what? I'm gonna stick with my first guess, which is Kanye.
Okay.
And I have no logic behind it other than what a weird random tweet it could be. Kanye.
It is. Totally.
Okay. The answer is Elon. It was Elon Musk. And there was a little clue that I just noticed today. I don't think Kanye would have mentioned the 5 centimeters.
Kanye would have gone with inches.
Oh, that's so true. I didn't even notice
I didn't notice it until just now. I think that was the hint. Okay, you guys are doing pretty well here. All right, tweet number five. And we have the Los Altos Garbage Company arriving at my house right now. I apologize for all the noise. Okay, number five. I hate sport coats with button-up shorts, jeans, and dress shoes. Who would most likely comment on, I guess you call that business casual style? Sport coats with button-up button-up shirts, jeans, and dress shoes.
Button-up shorts would also be
I mean,
a little weird.
I was thinking, oh, this must be California casual.
Yeah, sorry. That was shorts. Kind of an important typo. Let me put the right one in here.
I mean,
what do you think, Patrice?
I think I've seen Elon Musk wearing that.
I agree with you on that. I'm pretty sure I've seen Elon dress that way.
Yeah. So the question, I mean, Kanye is definitely more stylish and probably wouldn't wear this at all. Like he's more like on the stylish side. So I'm thinking this might be Kanye.
Kanye?
Who says he hates that. And Elon probably doesn't care enough about clothing to even comment on it.
Yeah, but Elon is such a egotist, right? Everything has to be perfect with him.
You're totally right. Mm-hmm. It could be that he has very strong opinions on dress codes and stuff, and that's why.
I'm trying to think. I guess does he wear sport coats and jeans? Is he one of those guys? That's kind of become the uniform of business, I know, in Silicon Valley.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, it doesn't mean that he doesn't hate it, because he might still hate it, and
he does it because he has to.
But he doesn't have to. I mean, he's Elon Musk.
That's true.
He has proven time and again, he does as he pleases. He doesn't care. Yeah.
Okay, what do you think, Jeff? Kanye or Elon?
I'm going to go with Kanye and assume that I'm wrong.
Well, guess what? You're both right. It is Kanye West. Excellent.
That's a funny argument, Jeff, to say, like, I'm going to go with Kanye and assume I'm wrong. Like, why would you do that?
Because I really felt like it was Kanye, but I didn't have a strong argument for that.
Okay. Tweet number 6. If I got any cooler, I would freeze to death. Speaking of egotistical, if I got any cooler, I would freeze to death.
I saw this on the list and I'm like, this is really hard because this is really like, I mean, I can see either one of them saying that like 100%. Maybe they even both did. Like,
could go either way, you think, Patrice? What about you, Jeff? What do you think?
Yeah. Oh, it could absolutely go either way. But I'm going to go with Kanye on this one.
I'm kind of thinking that's
just a gut feeling.
What do you think, Patrice?
Yeah, I'm kind of thinking. I mean, I'm pretty sure Elon thinks he's cool.
Definitely, right?
I think that's a pretty safe assumption.
And I'm pretty sure Kanye also thinks he's really cool.
Definitely.
But also a very safe assumption. Who would talk like this? I would freeze to death. I'm going to say this is an Elon.
I'm going to say this is an Elon.
It's totally just a feeling. It just feels more like something he would say about himself.
Patrice, I like that we're both going with emotional decisions on this one.
Yeah, there is no rational way, I think, to figure out.
Well, so... rational is a word that that people don't often use in context with either of these that people.
But with some of the previous ones, I mean, you could at least say, okay, like it feel like it's more like, okay, this person is for this personality, so maybe more likely this way. But with this one, it's like, okay, both. I don't know, but as I said, I'm going with Elon.
Okay, the answer is Kanye. It's from Kanye. He's too cool.
He's too cool.
Patrice, I think we're tied.
Wait until tomorrow. Elon is going to tweet this. Like, he's going to be like, oh.
If he listens to this show, he's going to.
Oh, 100%. He's going to be like, oh, I should say that.
I think the latest thing with Elon on Twitter that I saw when I was doing this search is somebody got pictures of him on a yacht in Mykonos.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm not really into the whole body shaming thing. That kind of bugs me when people do that.
Mm.
But it's Elon, so yeah.
He thinks that he's cool.
I'm not going to do any body shaming because I'm with you. I am not into body shaming at all. The photo was just weird.
Yeah.
It was weird. It wasn't just the body. The whole thing was weird.
Yeah.
He was kind of sitting there with a drink, looking at his friends. He looked like a very uncomfortable, casual tourist. You know, when you're on a boat, you're supposed to have fun and jumping off the boat and swimming. He didn't look like he was having that much fun.
Yeah. It's probably just a bad photo. Like,
right.
Maybe he was sick or something. We never know.
Mm-hmm.
Like, well, it's some paparazzi from 500 yards away taking a picture.
Mm. Okay. Looking for the worst shot.
He probably took 100 good pictures and picked the one bad one to post. What a life being a paparazzi photographer. All right. Tweet number 7. Mars may be a fixer upper of a planet, but it has great potential. This one might be a layup. Mars may be a fixer-upper of a planet, but it has great potential.
The obvious answer would be Elon, right. Of course. But I think you're baiting us with that one.
I think it's too easy, Patrice. Is that what you're saying?
Maybe it's Kanye commenting on Elon.
Or maybe I thought you would think it was too easy, and then...
Well, so no. True. Now we're like, oh, now my brain hurts. No, I'm logically like I should go with Kanye, but I'm gonna go for Elon because I think, like, I mean, no.
Elon?
I think Elon.
Okay, how about you, Jeff? What do you think, Elon or Kanye?
I've been going through the overthinking process of is this a gimme, or is this a setup, or is this a gimme where you assume that we're going to think it's a setup, so then it actually becomes a setup, and then you know that we know that we're thinking it's a setup, and we're going to guess wrong.
So it had the desired effect. That's exactly what I was trying to get you guys to twist up your minds a little bit.
Well played. And after all that, I'm just going to say Elon, because we know that's where Elon wants to go.
The answer is Elon Musk.
So you didn't manage to trick us.
I actually did have stress about what you were to say.
That's you know great. That meme with the two buttons? I was like, the sweating.
Like, yes. Which one?
And in this case, both buttons say Elon, but which is the right one to push?
All right. The next one might be a little less obvious. McDonald's is my favorite restaurant. McDonald's is my favorite restaurant.
Okay, I have a strong like choice, or like I'm leaning strongly towards one side. Let's put it this way. But I'm gonna want to hear what Jeff says.
Okay, what do you think, Jeff? Elon or Kanye? Who likes McDonald's?
All right, so I'm going to lean towards Kanye on this one. And that's because I just, from a purely emotional level, I don't feel like McDonald's is an Elon kind of place.
Right.
But Kanye, I mean, Kanye wasn't always a megastar.
That's a good point.
And he grew up in inner city. And McDonald's would have been a readily available venue. So I'm going to say Kanye and not Elon.
Okay. And by the way, what do you think is an Elon kind of restaurant? What kind of restaurant
does
Elon?
He's more of a Burger King kind of guy.
Burger King. Okay. He wants to have it his way.
He wants to have it his way.
I don't think so. Like I was thinking, like, what is a California restaurant that he would like, or a chain at least that he would go?
I think he'd be more of an El Pollo Loco.
Oh yeah,
El Pollo Loco. Yeah.
I could definitely see that more his thing. Okay, here is my thinking. Why I was very quickly drawn towards Kanye. He is a strong supporter, I think, to this day, of a certain former U.S. president. Who was a big fan of McDonald's, and I'm saying that's why he said it.
That may even be, you know, could be where the tweet came from, maybe.
Okay, all right, so
you're both correct. It was Kanye West. Okay. He loves McDonald's. So as best I could tell, I don't really follow Kanye or what he's doing me every neither. day, but I think he was on the Trump train, but then I think he jumped off at some point.
Okay, maybe he did. Maybe I got that wrong. I said I'm not following him either. So
he was on the train.
He was definitely on the train at least for a while, if not.
So I have an El Pollo Loco story for you.
Okay.
Years ago, I had a business trip to California, and my wife at the time, who had lived for years and years in California, was horribly missing El Pollo Loco. So on my ride to the airport to come back home, I made the driver stop at El Pollo Loco, and I got the burrito that I knew she would want, wrapped the whole thing up in newspaper, you know, like I got a whole newspaper and used that to insulate it, put it in my carry-on bag. By the way, this is before the whole 9/11 TSA thing. Oh. So I was actually able to go through security with
the burrito.
With the burrito.
Yeah, that was
and when I got off the airplane in Denver and then saw my wife at the time, I immediately pulled this out of the bag and I said, "Here, I brought this for you." it was still warm. And she flipped out. She's like, oh my God. Anyhow, so
that's about a 3 hour, 2.5, 3 hour flight, right?
About 2.5 hours.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah. That's a really LA to Denver. Story. Yeah. Wow. So anyhow, I have a very fond memory of El Pollo Loco.
Yeah. Wow. I was thinking about, I don't even remember what the place was called. It's a sandwich place. That's definitely like originated in the Bay Area.
Togo's?
I'm blanking on it, but I know, like, I was in San Diego, like, no, in, I was in San Jose and actually and had it.
Subway.
It was one close to the hotel.
That one.
No, it's
that
not
one,
Subway. Subway would be too obvious.
That one. That one where I saw you. The one down by the airport.
Yeah. Maybe I'll remember.
But it's not McDonald's.
It's definitely not McDonald's. No.
Well, Pollo Loco is a pretty good place. Mm-hmm. Do they have those now in Colorado, Jeff?
No. No.
Oh, so that's still just a California thing. Arizona has them. Okay.
Yeah. When Carl's came to Colorado, that was a big thing a few years ago.
Yeah.
And we now have a couple In-N-Out burgers.
Yeah.
And you would have thought that the entire state was going to go absolutely insane. So it's like, it's In-N-Out. And yeah,
no, it's like it's a burger, you know. Those are both Southern California things, so it's the same thing up here. When Carl's Jr. has been here for a long time, but In-N-Out came, I don't know, 5, 10, 15 years ago. It was such a big deal. Wow, In-N-Out. And I went, it's like, hey, you know, it's a fast food burger. Yep. It's fine.
By the way, it was Ike's Love and Sandwich.
Oh, Ike's. Oh, yeah, yeah. Ike's. They're pretty good. Yeah, yeah, Ike's are good.
I was just thinking about that. I'm like, that might be more, you know.
Probably, because okay. they have all that. The sandwiches with all the crazy names, right?
Mm-hmm. And when you're stoned, I don't know. I've never been stoned. I'm just imagining.
I've seen a lot of stoned people at Ike. Let's put it that way. Okay. Tweet number 9. Sunlight is the best disinfectant.
Oh, my God.
That could have come from any number of people. Sunlight is the best disinfectant. Jeff, who do you think? Elon or Kanye?
Okay, there are certain levels of crazy that come into play with both of these people.
And levels of crazy.
And this one just feels a little bit more Kanye than Elon to me.
Okay, fair enough. Patrice, what do you think?
I'm debating. Like, this could definitely come from both with different backgrounds of different meanings. You see, I'm trying to reason myself through this.
It comes from, like, literal disinfectant or like metaphysical disinfectant, emotional disinfectant.
Like sunlight. Like, Elon would probably say something about, like, okay, yeah, basically, if you expose stuff to sunlight, it like exposes the crap and it disinfects it. Like, it exposes the lice or something. Like,
do you think Kanye would be more spiritual about it, though?
And Kanye
would be more spiritual.
And probably also more commenting on, again, the former guy.
Oh, that's true.
You know, the whole like,
drink some bleach.
Oh, see, I didn't even think about that.
Inject sunlight and so on. So it could really go either way. I think I'm going to go with Kanye on this one. Like, he was a fan of the former guy, and it just feels like it's closer to that.
Well, I regret to inform both of you, you're wrong. It was Elon Musk.
Wow.
Okay. Well, okay.
Well, Patrice, the pattern that I'm seeing here is you and I actually think alike in a lot of situations.
No surprise there. Yeah, but not always. Like, we've had some where we go in the opposite direction.
You know, the whole sunlight as the best disinfectant, I picked it because it was kind of vague. Your mind immediately goes to the COVID thing because there was all the, you know, a lot of people talking about different things for disinfecting. But there is also the spiritual thing. Mm-hmm. You know, you need to go out into the sunlight to cleanse yourself. You know, being from California, that's not an unusual thing to hear.
And as the photos have shown, Elon doesn't go outside.
Elon doesn't go outside very much. Yeah.
Huh. I mean, he said
there's some irony
much.
There.
No, he said as much. I mean, he spent most time in factories and stuff. So.
Oh, that's right. He's working, sleeping in the factory, helping the engineers.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. I say that sarcastically. Tweet number 10. The world needs a guy like me. The world needs somebody not to be scared and tell the truth. The world needs a guy like me. Elon or Kanye? Patrice, what do you think? Elon or Kanye?
I mean, both probably think that the world needs them. I'm not sure it's true in either case. But I think this is an Elon. I think it's Elon like prides himself in like not having a filter and just saying whatever all he wants, and this feels like an Elon to me.
So you're going with Elon. Okay. Mm-hmm. Jeff, how about you? Elon or Kanye?
First, I have to say that you have been doing an excellent job with these, because
100%.
Even though we have managed to guess correctly on the majority of these,
yeah, you guys are doing great.
It's still really difficult.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, on this one, it just feels more Elon than Kanye to me. And I have no logic to go behind it, just that emotional feeling that this is more of an Elon thing.
Okay. Jeff Gamet, is that your final answer?
Yep, I'm going with Elon.
The answer is Kanye West.
Oh, no.
Kanye West, the world needs a guy like me.
Yeah.
that was my favorite one.
Mm-hmm.
Because without knowing, I would have no idea who would say that, either one of those guys.
Yeah, 100%.
Yep.
Okay, tweet number, I think we're on 11. We have how many mm-hmm. to go? Just a couple, just two more. All right, ready?
Ready.
Mm-hmm.
I'm on the wrong screen. Okay, ready?
Still ready.
Okay, wait, I hit the wrong button again.
You quit the server.
Oh my God. Okay.
See, we're always prepared.
Mission control. We have a problem with cut and paste.
Yeah. Major Tom.
Oops. Did I get in there?
Major Tom, I think you left the chat.
Yeah. Yeah. Ground control has lost their link to Major Tom.
Okay.
I think I'll we're just going to have to call you Major Tom for the rest of your life.
Okay. Oh, no. How did I get out of the chat? Did it kick me out? Okay, I'll just read this one. The color orange is named after the fruit. The color orange is named after the fruit. Patrice, Elon, or Kanye?
This just feels like a stoned Elon to me. This is like you read my mind. One of those profound things that people say when they're stoned.
Oh wow, man!
I don't even know if Kanye takes anything, but it's probably something else. So I'm saying this is Elon.
Elon, okay.
Yeah.
Jeff, how about you?
So my first thought when you said this was, how could this not be Elon? Yet
maybe he's tricking us again.
He could be tricking us, because Kanye just says
crazy things,
weird stuff,
right?
And you know what I really want to do is Google that.
No Googling. This is like history hour. No Googling.
No, yeah.
You know, I have okay, I'm going with Elon, and I think he was stoned when he tweeted this.
Oh, so you're picking Elon with enhancement to your answer. He was on the side. All right, the answer is Elon Musk. You're both Yay! Right. I don't know if he was smoking dope while he was.
Well, there is no that's something Twitter should get on. Like, there should be some like some flag or something. It's like, okay, this was tweeted while being inebriated, which probably means for some people they can just turn it on and never
all the time. So instead of a blue check, if you're high on pot, you get a little green leaf.
Mm-hmm. Oh yes.
And if you've been drinking, you get a martini glass.
Uh-huh. Yeah, that sounds good. Like I said, for some people, they can just leave it on because they're just constantly.
I think that's a great idea. Our eyes have different movement patterns mm-hmm. when we're under the influence of various drugs or alcohol substances. If you're tweeting from your phone, they could use the front-facing camera.
Oh, they could figure it out.
Track your eyes and then automatically flag posts.
I mean, probably could.
To be fair, they can probably even tell just based on how you're typing. I said for some people mm-hmm. who are always probably like, it might be hard, but because what is the normal state? Like
well over can, time it could learn your to. Normal state. And right. then yeah. and then
yeah.
and then pick out the deviations.
Uh-huh. Well, you could use the accelerometer in the phone too to determine mm-hmm. if somebody's walking like a drunk sailor, you know.
Mm-hmm. So true. Yeah, that's like Twitter should get on that like tomorrow.
I'm gonna drive down there and tell them.
Is a team doing that?
Yeah, and I mean since Elon wants to acquire them, like I mean they have a guinea pig already. Like,
there you go. Well, wouldn't it be great? You know, you go to type some stupid tweet when you're drunk or stoned and it says, are you sure you want to do that right now? Tom, are you sure you want to send that tweet
right now?
I think for some people that probably would be better. Yeah.
Give you the whatever the 30 or 60 second delay, you know,
mm-hmm.
untweet. I know a lot of people that need the untweet button.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Okay. We've come to the 12th and final tweet. Here it comes. The sheer variety of cheese is amazing. The sheer variety of cheese is amazing.
Whoever said that, not buying.
Yeah, it's true. I agree. This isn't true or false, though, Patrice. It's Elon and Kanye.
Does Elon care about cheese? That's the question for me.
Because it depends on if he's stoned or not.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, it gets back to that, I guess, right?
Okay.
Is Kanye known for smoking pot? Is he a pot smoker?
I don't think so. If anything, I haven't followed him, but if anything, I mean, he's like a rapper, right? So right. probably more the harder stuff.
Maybe. But he's kind of he's kind of a straight guy too, right?
Maybe not. I wouldn't know. I said Elon is like that one is known, but Kanye I haven't followed. So
well Kanye hasn't gone on Joe Rogan's show and smoked pot, I guess, so we don't know for mm-hmm. sure. All right. The sheer variety of cheese is amazing, Patrice. Elon or Kanye?
I'm gonna go with Kanye.
Kanye?
I mean, it could be a stoned Elon again, but there's some poetry to that, like the way he's being said. So I just feel this is a Kanye.
Okay, Jeff, how about you? Kanye Elon. Or Elon? Elon. Oh wow!
I think Elon is stoned, and he has a track record of talking about food in stoned tweets.
That's
a good point.
Well, you were right, Jeff Gamet. It was Elon Musk.
My logic paid off for once.
Your logic paid off and my logic betrayed me.
So it looks like, let me do a quick tally. One,
I think Jeff won.
2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. Jeff, you got 9, right? It's like 9 out of 12 is 75%. That's pretty darn good. 1, 2...
I think it's a tie.
3, 4, 5, 6. Did I get 6 or 7 for you, Patrice? Yeah, 7, I think. 7.
Yeah. That's what I thought.
Jeff Gamet, Jeff Gamet, you're the winner of the inaugural Elon or Kanye Tweet Summerfest competition.
Very good, Jeff. Very good.
I feel like what this really says is I spend too much time on Twitter.
You do
well either dead or I mean because you're in Colorado you're just a little bit closer to that mindset of Elon, so
that's totally plausible. I mean, I do live in Boulder, Colorado, which even before marijuana was legal here, it was basically legal here.
Wow. And it is still illegal here. So,
To be fair, I don't follow Kanye. I don't follow Elon either on Twitter. And I only use Twitter sort of a read thing mostly. Once in a while, tweet. You know, it's great for that, checking up on the news and things. Yeah. But as far as I can tell, I don't think Kanye really tweets much anymore. Most of the tweets I found for him were like a year or so old. Mm. And the other thing is, I don't know how to use Twitter that well. So most of the ones I pulled for Elon were relatively recent, within the last 12 to 18 months. But I got
he tweets a lot. So
he does. Oh my gosh. He's tweeting all the time. Whenever there's a SpaceX launch, it's, you know, here's the setup. Mm. You know, every 5 seconds he's tweeting, which is great. You know, he's proud of SpaceX. I get that. But then when he gets into a phase, you can see a whole string of tweets about some weird subject. Those are the fun ones to read.
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So what we should remember is Elon tweets about food when he's stoned.
Oh, you're right.
Yeah, sunlight. They like sunlight for some reason.
I think that one came up during a COVID related tweet. I think somebody would. Anyway, I don't want to get into the whole COVID thing. But
Kanye's about emotions.
Yeah, Kanye's about emotions.
Kanye's about emotions. He's definitely more stylish. We had the whole sports coat thing.
Right.
Yeah.
So I think the other advice is go with your instinct. When I was watching the two of you and I know the answer and I saw your first instinct was right more often than not.
Mm-hmm. I think that's in general
not
a bad idea.
Yeah, that's the way you take go tests, right? Test. That's the advice they give you when you take tests. Mm-hmm. If you're not sure, go with your instinct. That's usually it's better than flipping a coin, right?
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm.
Sometimes.
It's never 100% then, but it's still better than flipping a coin, so.
And now we know the sheer variety of cheese is amazing.
Yeah, and the color orange. I don't know if the color orange is actually named after the fruit, but
somebody in that thread on Twitter, somebody was disputing, you know, that was a question on Mystery Hour, you know, the show on LBC in England. And in that thread, somebody was disputing that the color orange isn't named after the fruit, it's named after the tree. Anyway, that's what one Twitter person was saying. The tree was named the orange tree after the fruit, which is orange, which is, anyway, then the color. I think it was
a mystery. Of course, because it's on Twitter, it's true.
Right? That's right. Well, it's right. I do distinctly remember it on Mystery Hour, so maybe one of our friends in the UK that listens to the Mystery Hour can correct me, but I think it was on Mystery Hour. Which is one of my favorite shows, by the way. Do you guys listen to Mystery Hour podcast?
I have not.
No, not really.
It's from the LBC network, radio network in London. And for an hour, once a week, they do the old sort of radio call in with a question and let somebody answer. And the only rule is you can't Google it.
Our show, like, just the difference is it's not that we can't Google, it's just that we choose not to.
Because we're lazy.
That's it.
We can call this the lazy Mystery Hour.
Yeah.
I think it was Muller originally told me about Mystery Hour from 2-3 years ago. Mm. It's a great, great podcast.
Yeah. That's awesome.
You know what's also great, Jeff?
You actually just stole my segue, like literally stole my segue. What I was going to say is, you know what else is great? The fact that TSO host is here supporting us. Patrice, that was just amazing the way you did that. So here's the deal. TSO host, what they do is provide web hosting services and help people buy domain names. And so they are leveraging what they do to help us because they are giving us the server space we need for our website to host all the show files and giving us the bandwidth we need so we can stream live shows to you every single week, like the big show today and the Mac show tomorrow. So it's just absolutely awesome what they're doing. It's incredibly generous. And what they're asking of us in return is so simple. Just go out on social media and thank them for being here to support us. That's all you have to do. Super easy. Now, if it turns out that you need to have some web hosting or you need to buy a domain name, hit them up because they are here for all of us for that too. And what they're doing, because you're all fans of the British Tech Network, they're going to give you a discount. So just use the discount code BTN20 when you check out, and you'll get a nice discount on their services, which is incredibly generous on top of the generosity that they're giving us by giving us the bandwidth and server space we need. So thank you to TSO hosts and Patrice. Now we bring that foreshadowing back. Can you please tell everyone where they can find the chat room?
Of course I can. So if you're listening to this live, it's almost too late because the show's almost over, but every week on Thursday usually at 7 p.m. UK time, except for today, we recorded a little bit early because of some scheduling issues. So always check the show times on the website or Twitter. You can head over to chat.britishtechnetwork.com to join our live chat, and then you can talk to us live and you can see the amazing quotes, for example, today, or you would have been able to see the amazing quotes today, the tweets that Tom posted, like that you can read all of that. And you can talk to us and you can talk to other people who are listening and all of that. I saw, for example, Wes in the chat. So, hi, Wes. But let's say you're listening to this after the fact in your favorite podcast player of choice, which is honestly what a podcast is for and is totally fine. But if you're curious and you still want to like see what we talked about, like sometimes if we have cool things or news articles or whatever, like see the links and click on them and all of that, like have some show notes, basically, there's still a way to do that. And in order to do that, you head over to britishtechnetwork.com/chat. And then there's a little calendar that pops up and you select today's date, which is the 21st of July, 2022. And then you will see everything we've talked about.
Awesome. Thank you, Patrice. Oh, wow. Okay. So this has been loads of fun.
Oh, yes.
That was cool.
Thanks for the idea, Tom.
You're welcome. Yeah, it was fun.
Yeah, I'm feeling like we need to do a Who Said It episode every summer now as part of our summer fun series.
100%.
Maybe we can take quotes from old big shows. Who said it?
Which one of us
said
it? Oh, my God. Oh, and it'll be great because of course, there'll be quotes from all of us in there. And right. When one of my lines comes up, I'll be like, oh, yeah, Patrice said that, or Ian said that.
There's no way I said that.
Or... Yeah, exactly. No, I don't remember saying that.
Okay.
Yeah. Wow. Okay. So thanks, Tom, for putting this together. You absolutely rock. And I know it takes a lot of work to do what you did. So absolutely appreciate it. You, sir, are
thank you.
Awesome. With that, well, Tom, as long as I'm talking to you right now, where can people find you?
You can find me at the BTN Slack. I'm usually there every day or so. And I usually check it after I get out of bed, which helps with the scheduling of this show a little bit. I'm on the early side in the Pacific Coast anyway. Mm-hmm. I'm also on Twitter as TVF_SFBay. Thanks, Jeff.
Awesome. Thanks. And Patrice, first, I just have to say thank you again for stealing the idea to do Summer of Fun, because this is, I think, just turning out wonderfully, and mm-hmm. I'm having so much fun. So thank you for that.
Me too. Yeah, it was a good thing to steal. Like, I liked it, and so like it was an obvious thing to say, hey, let's do that.
Yeah, it's
you know, I'm not above stealing. Like, if it's, I mean, at least for ideas like this, not in stores and so on.
Right, because there are other consequences that go along with it.
Yeah. No, but like ideas like this for shows, it's fine. Like,
yeah. So thank you. You rock. Where can people find you?
Well, I'm here every week on the Big Show on Thursdays, also on the Mac Show on Friday. So tomorrow, and we're gonna have another fun Summer of Fun show tomorrow. So tune in for that. If you want to like know what I'm doing, like all the social media links, the projects, the podcasts, if you want to like buy me a coffee to support me, you can do all of that on my website, thepatrice.com, because there's only one. It's not true.
That's true.
I'm saying there's only one. And if you want to listen to really interesting people talk about food and food-related stories and memories, you can head over to my other show called Foodie Flashback at foodieflashback.com.
And you need to check out Foodie Flashback because it's a wonderful show.
It is.
Yep. Yep. You can find me on Twitter and Instagram. I am Jay Gamet on both. YouTube.com/JayGamet for occasional videos. Thursdays today for the big show, Fridays for the Mac show. Most Tuesdays on Mac Voices Live, as we're recording today, so Thursday evening, I will be on In Touch with iOS, and then of course there's the Context Machine because Brian Chaffin and I apparently can't get enough of each other, so we teamed up to do a show again, and
I can totally understand that.
We do have a lot of fun doing the show.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, my dad has listened to a few of the episodes. And he has told me that he thinks I'm better than Brian. So I get the dad seal of approval.
Nice.
Yeah. So, all right. Well, thank you again to both of you for being so awesome. And today's episode was absolutely a lot of fun. Everyone that is here with us today, watching, listening, participating in the chat room, whatever, thank you for being here. You rock. You are absolutely awesome. So glad you're here. If you tune in later to watch or listen, thank you for being part of the BTN family as well. We love that you're here with us. Another thank you for TSO Host for being our sponsor. Give them some online love, please, and let them know you appreciate that they're here for us. I want to give a shout out to Mueller because he makes sure that we actually have people for shows each week. And and even when he's incredibly busy, like right now, he has a bunch of extra responsibilities he's having to take care of, he's still making sure that we are as in line as we can possibly be to make shows happen. So thanks, Mueller, for all of that. Let's see. Don't forget to check out the Daily News Show because it's awesome. Don't forget to check out the Photo Show. It's awesome as well. If you are sending in money to help support the Daily News Show, thank you for doing that. You rock. And I think I've gotten through everyone that deserves a little shout out today. So with that, I will just say, please tune in tomorrow for the Mac Show. We have another Summer of Fun edition happening there. And be sure to join us next week for the big show and the Mac Show again. And everyone, have an awesome weekend.